Were you married back then?
Oh, no.
You got married after the war?
Yeah. Wasn't too long after I got discharged. My father swore I was married when the wife came down to Kentucky when I was at tank training.
Really?
I mean, maintenance, tank maintenance training. He says, "You sure you didn't get married while she was there visiting you?" I says, "No, Dad, we didn't." "Are you sure?"
Yeah. How did you meet?
Roller skating before service. We used to go to Hartford Skating Palace. Uh-huh. And I was skating with her one night and hit her skate and knocked her to the floor, and so we fell in love.
Oh, tell them the truth now.
Okay, what was it? I told you I don't remember.
We worked in the same shop together.
Oh, that's where we first met, in the shop. Yeah, Hamilton Standing.
And he was going with my girlfriend.
No, that's right, too. Come
Alaska.
Over here, dear.
Up in Alaska?
In Alaska. And he came up to me and wanted to buy her a robe for Christmas. So I told him,
"That one.
You're crazy. The girl's engaged to somebody else. Why don't you get yourself a good girl?" So he went off and found another girl. He came home. I met him in the center of town. I was getting a bus to go to work. And he come up to me and he says, "Hey, how would you like to go out to the midnight show?" And he was coming home from service, I believe. So I said, "Sure, why not?" Well, he was going steady with a girl. When I get into work, this girl's telling all the guys her boyfriend's coming home. She comes out of work and he's standing there. She goes up to him and starts talking to him, figuring he's waiting for her. And I come out and he says, "Let's go." And I go.
Put my arm out for her to grab a hold of.
Boy, when I get back into work, the fellows really lit into me. "Oh, what do we hear about you going around stealing another girl's boyfriend?" And I said, "Forget it." I said, "If she can't hold on to him, it's her problem, not mine." So 2 weeks later, we got engaged.